intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now, we're going to get back to your host.
Good afternoon and welcome to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Well, it is TGIF and this is Market Watch with yours truly, the Crow. Hope each and every one of you are doing really well today and getting along, minus virus and all of the other events going on. So really unusual times, but we're just doing the best we can. That's about all anyone can do. Been really chatting over in the chat room. Boy, those girls over there really keep a lot going on and really a lot of fun. A lot of information, too. So if you haven't visited the chat room of Freedom Slips, I would suggest you do that. And appreciate that. Thank you very much. It says my audio is good from Omega Logos. Thank you very much. That really a lot of information is passed on there. It's a lot of just great people over there. Our chat room is very, very active and just a kind of a good place to hang out and have you a cup of coffee and chat with some of the great people over there. I think you would thoroughly enjoy it if you haven't visited the chat room, but up to you. Anyway, the market is kind of locked into a range. It seems like that the top side is just in this. I think we're really not going to see a lot of difference until the Christmas season gets underway and we actually see what that does bring this year. Because a lot of the retailers, more than 50% of their entire income is really derived during that from Thanksgiving to Christmas season. That's the heavy spending season of the year, and that's going to be a make or break for a lot of people that have hung on. And so many of our stores around the nation were wiped out. Literally thousands of smaller stores were gone, and most of those will never come back. It was such a sad event to see the nation put in that kind of a situation where the old Main Street stores that had been there, but not able to compete with the Walmarts and the big box stores. They just went away, and it will be a long, long time if they ever do make it back. It's just such a changed America is just really, in so many ways, it's really immeasurable to think about it in your and people, what people say and what they think and what they do. I guess this being a 1 in 100 year event, we had the plague back in the 1920s, and here we are with it again in the 2020s. So it seemed like about every 100 years you want to have some event that really will put the entire nation and literally the world at a test to see how we stand up and handle that. So anyway, market-wise, the market is in a has pretty well developed itself a trading range here and unable to really break out of it. The all-time record high was at 35,631.19. That high was made actually back in the 8th month. That's where the all-time record high was made. And since then, the market has been slowly drifting downward. Now, take all of this into consideration. The Fed has basically held rates at near zero. And over a period of time, you would have to say the actual Fed rate would probably average out to be somewhere around 2.25% over a period of time. And here we've been in this now for a protracted length of time. And of course, while this is all going on, the debt is being serviced, on that level with basically able to draw money at virtual zero. Think about what the forces are going to be when you get back to that average or nominal type or interest rate of 2 or 2.5%. I mean, we can't continue to stay at this level. Who are going to buy bonds when they're actually net producing at the level they are? We know the Federal Reserve is basically the purchaser of the debt anyway, and their balance sheet is just going to keep exploding. And at some point in time, there has to be a rectification. You don't just go on and on. I mean, imagine this. If you went down and opened an account at the bank and says, look, I want to borrow $1,000. And when that $1,000 comes due, you go back to the bank and says, look, I want to increase that note to $1,100 and pay you the interest on it, or $1,200. Let's increase it to $1,200 and you can take the interest out of that. Well, when that note comes due again, you would go back to the bank and you said, okay, I'm unable to pay that. Also, let's raise the note to $1,500 and you can take your interest out of the $1,500. Well, you progress along and you get down and then you, the note comes due again. You say, okay, you go to the bank again. You say, look, I still am unable to service that or pay any on it. So loan me another, let's raise it up to $1,800 and take your interest out of that. Well, that's basically what we're doing. We're just kicking the can down the road, putting debt on great, great, great grandchildren if we survive and get through this. We're at a point in time for the first time in my lifetime, which has been a several decades, that I have watched the market for over 50 years, and I've never seen a market like anything comparable to this. prices are highly inflated as a result of just a few companies that make up the actual index. And of course, that's caused the others to be drug across the line and says, you got to come over here with us. We got to keep this winning trip going on. Because really, psychologically, think about it this way. The only thing that's really gives you any real peace of mind that we still have a somewhat solvent nation is the stock market. You say, well, these people can't be stupid. They're just keeping the prices up there. So they have to know what they're doing. Well, it's kind of like whistling by the graveyard on a kind of a dark night. You whistle even though you're a little bit uneasy and what have you, but you kind of walk along there and whistle by the graveyard. So that's really what is going on. They're all acting brave and, oh, we'll get out of this and everything is going to be fine. Well, it's fine and dandy until you start facing the reality of when interest rates really get to a rational level. And these people buying bonds or what have you, and of course, the government is ones that's flipping the bonds. They're just being flipped right over to the Federal Reserve. And the government issues the bond, the Fed buys them. Who else do you know is going to go out and buy a 30-year or 10-year bond at the current rate of return? That's just not there, because look at the stock market. You can find many stocks that are paying 6 and 8 and some as much as 10% dividends. So that's where all the action is going. You're just permitting people to buy that type of return versus buying the all-powerful government bond. So that's what's going on. And now think about this. If China really wanted to really upset this apple cart with all the debt that China has bought over the years, and I don't have that figure, but I would imagine it would be quite alarming if we knew exactly what had gone on as far as how much the Chinese own of our debt. So I just want to remind you all that we aren't out of the woods, even though the virus is being somewhat contained or controlled. I don't know if it's contained or being controlled or what have you. Personally, my wife and I both have had the two shots, the Pfizer. Good or bad, whatever. We both had it, and really we didn't see any real side effects of that from that up to this point. I don't know if something's going to show up different later, but we thought about it and rolled it around, and of course at my age, I'm the real vulnerable age. It would really be... although I'm in basically good health and don't take any real medication of any kind and able to work, do things normal. So, health-wise, I think I'm probably in the good health level. But still in all, if we were to get the virus or whatever, obviously the vaccine is really... I don't think it, from what I'm able to put together from what you see, it really doesn't prevent it as much as it does probably make it where you can make it through it. That's kind of the way it looks to me and from the information that I'm getting. So anyway, that's that. But I do want to tell you, and I think you should really be on very high alert, particular people with the mutual funds that are depending upon the, just do not turn your back on this market. This is the type of market that when it makes a turn, it will be dramatic. And then people will say, well, I'm going to hang on another day or two. And the next day it just gets bloodier and bloodier and bloodier. When this market does turn, it's going to be dramatic. So all my best advice to each and every listener out there is do not go to sleep at the wheel. Pay very close attention on a daily basis if you have mutual funds or if you have a stock that's done real well. Don't just keep pushing it and thinking, well, we're going to recover and even get higher here. Because the Fed is not going to be able to continue this forever. You have to realize at some point in time, the Fed is going to have to raise rates. And when they do that, that's going to be a shock treatment to this market because the market has made all of these moves virtually with no competition from the bond market. If the only people buying the bonds is the Federal Reserve. And that's kind of like you putting out a note and then printing up some money and then going by that and buying that note back. That's basically what's going on here. So we are in a time in history like none of us alive today, unless you're over 100 years old, have seen any event comparable to what we're going through. Counting with the virus, like I say, you would have to go back 100 years to see anything. We've had outbreaks of flu. We had the Hong Kong flu. We had flu outbreaks basically every year because you have what's called the flu season. And as a general rule, they don't originate in the U.S., but we end up being with that. You've had the swine flu, the Hong Kong flu, all of these different ones, and none of those were actually original products of the U.S. They usually were imported and come into our country and make, because of travel, people travel, you can get around the world in the course of a day and a half or so. So travel has expedited the deliverance of viruses from all over the world. And now it just doesn't make sense to me that the government has just let our border go to complete chaos, where you don't really know who's coming in, whether they're a terrorist, whether they're smuggling in nuclear weapons, or we don't know what's coming across our border. Doesn't any nation, and I would surmise that any other nation that I know of, they want to know who's entering their country. They want to know, how long are you going to be here? I've traveled in Europe a lot, and you had to go across borders, and you had to show your paperwork, and you had to, you come across here, and you get picked up and carried off to a different state and dropped down and put you on all the welfare cases and all the welfare rolls and all the benefits. It's just really, it's like a nightmare. I think really if I had to describe what's going on in America currently, it would be like this country's first real nightmare. Of course, during the various wars that we've been in, the First World War, Second World War, Korean War, Vietnamese War, and the War on Terror, these have all been able to really kind of put your finger on it and say, well, this is what's going on. Well, this is a war that's undeclared, but yet it's basically affecting the people of the nation more so than anyone else. And the government has just continued to grab power and take away rights and take away benefits. And now the power grab going on in Washington is really, really scary because you know, as well as myself, that once a government takes a position and is able to enforce that position, very seldom are you able to roll it back. So that's actually the real fear of what I see going on now is the fact that we're in a situation of where the government wants to know where you go. And now with the new banking rec, can you imagine a bank having to send the IRS a form on every time there's over $600? Imagine that. If you go out and you bought a used boat from someone, maybe they had a little fishing boat and you give the guy a check for $600, that's got to go to the IRS. Get real. I mean, the previous, I think, was 10,000. So you go from 10,000 to 600. Something is really wrong in Washington. And if it's not righted, then actually I would have to say that probably China and Russia both are freer nations than America is currently. If all of these things, these new rules and regulations that Washington is trying to impose, and they always hide the money in there where you got to do this to get this. Well, I'm sure that you're like myself. There's certain things that I simply won't do for money. I mean, I'm not going to murder anyone. I'm not going to do drugs for money. I'm not going to steal other people's merchandise for money. So we all have limitations on what we will do. And most of the American public, I feel sure, are probably in that category. But we have a government now that is operating under no hold barred. Just anything that we can impose or do, that's what we'll do. And I'm sorry, maybe I don't have anything personally against Joe Biden. I never really cared for the guy one way or another. But for him to act under the guise that he won the election, when it's so obvious what went on, and I mean, we can't forget that. Do not forget what went on election night when places were shut down, the counting was stopped, and then all of a sudden things were changed again, and the rules and regulations. We cannot, America, I will just put it in plain English, America cannot go through another election comparable to the last election and survive as a nation. With one more electoral process like the prior presidential election, then America will cease to be a democratic republic nation. It's just that simple. We cannot take it. We can't stand it. The foundation of our, I'm sure that our founding fathers and past generations, be they Democrats or Republican, would just be aghast at what went on and how this was handled. And you've got a man that calls himself president now that really didn't remember the No Malarkey bus tour. That bus rolled out, and they must have parked it down the road, down the street somewhere, and that was the end of it. We had a man that's now the sitting president that really didn't campaign at all. It's almost like a nightmare to me. And I just hope that our nation can weather this storm. I've compared it to a good old ship that's been at sea for 240 something years, and it has weathered the storms. But really, right now, it is adrift. That ship is adrift. The engines are off, and there's no wind for the sails. If you had sails, we're adrift. Our nation is more divided. Instead of politicians trying to unite the nation, and I think united we stand, divided we fall. I think we all understand that. And here we have an entire Democratic Party that seems to, and I think there are some good Democrats there that really are in disagreement with what they see happening, but are they enough to stop it from going further? I don't know. We'll have to see. The new budgets that they're trying to put across, it's just like there's no end to just spending and wasting and throwing away money. And where this money is going, I mean, when you've got budgets that are, what, 2 or 3 foot thick, thousands of pages, is that really necessary? Do you really think that's necessary? I don't. I think you could do things. We, the people out here, we know we're not dumb. And I think that the majority of Washington thinks that we're just a bunch of idiots and they can do anything they want and we'll just accept it. Well, I think that we have to let them know that no, we're not stupid. We're going to right this ship, and I really believe. I mean, can you see Joe Biden, honestly, with the health issues and his movement, can you see him actually being a healthy person enough to finish his term and also run for re-election? Do you think America would survive with 8 years of say, Joe Biden as president and Kamala Harris as VP? I really don't know what kind of a shell the nation would be at the end of that, say 2020, what would that be, 2028? I mean, you really have to kind of look ahead and think of where we are, what's happening today. Yeah, you may be paying your bills right now. You may be employed right now. You may be getting by. But how long is that going to last? How long is it going to go on? All right, we're going to take the break and we'll get on the love train and have a little ride with my girls on there. And we'll be right back with you.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays? For Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment.
Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Welcome back to freedomslips.com and Revolution Radio. This is yours truly, The Crow and Market Watch. We've been around since the early days of the station, and I still have to mention the Nighthawk. Such a very talented person in so many ways. And Nighthawk, if you're listening in up there sitting on your harp or a cloud or whatever, and I hope you are, we will always miss you. You were in many ways a genius, and you are missed, that's for sure. So anyway, moving on here, so much going on now with, it seemed like the virus has taken over all of the elements of our thinking. But I was thinking of a couple of movies that I really enjoyed. And they've been on one of the channels that I have. One of those was, I've always loved Robert Mitchum. He was a bad boy kind of early, but he rectified himself and straightened out. And Winds of War was one of the greatest it was a series, you know, I don't remember how many it eight or nine weeks of it on regular television. You'd have it But Winds of War was a great, kind of almost a documentary. It was really that. And, of course, the next one that I really remember, River of No Return with Robert Mitchum and Marilyn Monroe. Those both, that was on recently on the one of the channels that I subscribe to, and I watched it again. I'd seen it two or three times. And that's just one of those movies that kind of hang in your brain. And of course, Winds of War. I wish they would redo it, play it again. I would watch every series of it because it was kind of a documentary almost, pretty factual. And I really thoroughly enjoyed that. Another one that they used to do these series, and another one that was very popular, you might remember, was Rich Man, Poor Man. That was a great mini series. It lasted, I don't forget how many episodes they were. But this was really when it seemed like television was really in its heyday for producing stuff that really people liked well. So anyway, we'll move on and wait for that and see what happens. Comment, you slow down there, man. You're doing. Comet was in his bathtub racer or something. Anyway, our chat room is sometimes it gets really amusing. And if you haven't visited the chat room of freedomslips.com and revolution.radio, do so. I think you will really enjoy it. A lot of great people over there. Just don't be flirting with my girls over there. You know, the guys, you can do whatever, you can body slam them or do whatever you want, but leave my girls alone. Now, getting back to the market a little bit here, I really think that we're in an area where the market is now just trading really sideways. And I really think that a real serious correction, and I'm not hoping for it, not wishing for it, any of those things. I'm just being aware of what I see before me on a daily basis, that the market is in a struggle that couldn't really reach up there and make higher ground. And as this year goes on, the thing that's going to make or break the market is going to be the from Thanksgiving on, the Thanksgiving and Christmas sales are going to be really more important this year probably than any year, any recent years, because shoppers are getting back out again. People are on the road. They're traveling. They're going. And America is trying to return to a degree of normalcy, although in California you still got all these regulations and stipulations and all going on. But I think at some point in time, people are just going to say, well, look, I'm going to work, and I'm going to get out, and I'm going out to eat, and I'm normal. I've been vaccinated. And if I'm vaccinated and I get out around someone that isn't vaccinated or what have you, what's going to happen? See, there's just no real, they haven't really been honest with people at the level that you would expect from so-called public servants that are there with the government that are supposed to be looking out. I mean, if you have contaminated food that gets in the food chain, you expect the government through the Department of Agriculture or one of the other divisions to find that out and notify the people and what have you. So we're just kind of adrift. I think that's the best way that I can describe America right now, is we're like a big ship that is adrift at sea. And the captain that we have, And I'm not someone that is so devout on being a Republican or any of that. I don't get locked into that. I'm an American, and I try to vote for people that I believe will do the best job, be that a member of Congress or what have you. And see, that's the thing that our Congress, you know what happens when we elect them. Your representatives is every 2 years, and your senators, they get 6 years. You see a lot out of them during the campaign years, even though now that's even been curtailed to where it's probably going to be on television or other ways of communicating out without so much from the public. So that's where we are. We depend on these people that we elect from your district, okay? If you've gone to a political rally of where your senator, your representative actually got up and spoke, didn't he tell you that he or she was going up there to represent your thoughts and your opinions, that he's going to listen to many, many different people, and the consensus of those people that he represents should be his main objective while he's in that office? My people want me to do this. This is what I'm going to do. But what happens is when you get to Washington and you get into those big time parties that are thrown and you begin to rub elbows with foreign dignitaries and you have the all of the money that's coming at you from these different PACs and all that, hey, think about this. We kind of wish you would consider voting for this because it's going to help a lot of people. And really, when it boils down to it, it's one that's designed to help the people behind the PAC, the ones that's going to put the money in there. And how in the world can individual voters out here like myself and like you, the listeners, do you feel like you really have any input with this kind of a situation? I know that I have stated on this station many, many times. Lobbyists, if I were elected, lobbyists would have till sundown to get out of town. What happens is when an elected member of Congress gets to Washington, he then becomes under the control of the various lobbying groups. And no one should be a lobbyist except the people from your district. That's the people you should be listening to and paying attention to. But no, when you get to Washington, you're for sale. It's like putting a big sign on yourself. Hey, I'm new here. I'm still for sale. Put me in. You know, I got a pack here. You know, you want to throw a couple of hundred thousand in? What's to keep the Chinese from just printing money and bringing it to Washington and they have. I wish we really knew how many people in Washington were literally owned by the communist Chinese. And not only them, Russia as well. But to a big degree, Russia's had their own problems to deal with. And Russia is, you know, population-wise, is nothing comparable to China. China is that sleeping giant that is awakened, and it has become a menace to the world. And look what they're doing to America. They're encircling us from Central and South America. It's just like a net that they put the net. They dropped a huge net that encapsulated Canada, the U.S., Central America, and large parts of South America as well in that net. And then they're squeezing that net and bringing it tighter and tighter and tighter. And now with the control of the border, what country, you even go back to biblical times, and there were borders of where, you know, you stayed out of this. You didn't go over there. Moses had to deal with that in his treks, you know. So really, if a country doesn't have the right to determine its borders and who comes into a nation, what do you have left? I mean, is all of Central America and all of that area going to end up in America? Well, there will be nothing left there. If everyone wants to come to America with these caravans that are thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are basically uneducated, that are going to be needing to be fed, medicated, they're going to have, what kind of jobs are they going to have? How can you not have control over, like any country you go to in Europe, you've got passport control that you go through, and your passport better be up to date or you got a problem. What are these people that are in charge of our government now? What are they thinking? And the next thing is, coming out of Afghanistan, have you ever heard of a military exiting the way that we left Afghanistan? That was a recipe for disaster. Never, that is not in any military operational book of techniques or whatever. You won't find that anywhere. For the military to be the ones to jump up and leave first and leave everybody behind and leave all of your equipment. Don't try to get any of your equipment out. Have you ever heard of such a boondoggle as this? The Taliban are showing off all the equipment, the machine guns, the guns that were left. We're talking about billions of dollars. Can you imagine a nation just walking away from $80 billion worth of goods that the taxpayers paid for or will pay for in the future or will continue to have to pay for? Never in history. Never in history have we witnessed anything like that. And we're talking about $80 billion of taxpayer. Think of how many millions that is. How many thousands that is. I mean, would you walk down the street if you saw 10 $100 bills laying on the street, would you pick them up? Certainly. Well, we're talking about billions that were just left. And now the Taliban has got their toys to play with, helicopters. And we say, well, they can't fly them. They don't know what to do. That's not the case. That's not it at all. It's the waste that you put us through that was unnecessary. That base was the base that was, we should have kept. That was our gateway base. That was our gateway to being able to counter the Chinese or anything, any other incursion whatsoever. And now that is all gone. And we, by Biden's directive, tucked our tails and got out of there and left all of these people. And we really truthfully don't know how many people were left over there. We know how the Taliban normally handles them. So does the U.S. government now consider the Taliban equivalent to the European Parliament, or are they equivalent to the parties in the rest of the world? Or are we going to deal with them now, just like everybody else? And how much foreign aid? First thing they need to request is a ton of foreign aid so that they can rebuild their military, so they can shoot more Americans and kill more Americans. Is that? I mean, that seems to be what's going on. I don't know. I really, for the first time, you know, I was a kid in the Second World War. I wasn't around in the first, believe it or not. But there was never a doubt in my mind that America would survive and be a great nation and continue. There was never a doubt. Even the Korean War, I knew it would end at some point, even though I lost a dear cousin that was like a brother to me. Before his 16th birthday, he was shot dead in the snowfields of by a sniper in the snowfields of Korea. And then Vietnam. And now what's going on really breaks your heart to see America has slumped. And I will use that word sparingly, but we've slumped on our responsibility to our military in the area and all of the people that have previously given their life and their years of service for this country to see us end up where we are today. And we're at a serious, just because the virus is coming under control, that's not going to be the end of our problems, folks. That's not it. We've got a president and a Congress and a squad up there that is trying to really turn our nation into a full communistic nation. That's what's at play here. That's why it's so critical. That's why it's so important. Think about the market. And everything, the price of oil, the price of gas and all under President Trump with the Keystone Pipeline. And immediately, what was the reason for canceling that, stopping that, except the fact that Biden just says anything he was doing, I got to stop or do the opposite of. What he was doing right, I got to do wrong. It doesn't matter. I just got to be the opposite of it. And that's really what's going on. I don't know. I've never really felt like our country was at risk, war-wise or what have you. But right now, we're at risk internally. This is more internal than external. Certainly, we have the capacity and the power to curtail China or Russia, either one, if you have the people with the will and the mentality to stand up. But another thing, are we going to turn our back on Taiwan? Are we going to just back up and say, okay, go ahead, China, take them. They're flying their fighter planes in there, 30 of them at one foray. Well, we've talked a little bit tough, but I'll assure you, if Trump was president, the Chinese would be paying they wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't be doing what they're doing currently if he were in the Oval Office. We're just sending signals to the world. Look at our European allies. President Trump made them step up to the plate and pay their part for the first time in many cases ever, in which they should. I mean, we're not the free police of the world. That's not our job. That's not our duty. That's not what we're about. But would Europe be anywhere close to what it is today if it were not for America and the actual end of the Second World War. And of course, we spent countless billions of dollars in the restoration of Europe and putting it back, together. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I just don't think that we're in an atmosphere in the world today that people has a respect for America. As Roosevelt said, you have to walk softly and carry a big stick. And that's basically what we were. But now, does anyone really fear America? Has our will been tempered down to a point of where, they're out there, but they're not going to do anything. We can do whatever we want. Really, right now, I think China and Russia are just doing at will whatever they want to do. And China has chosen right now to select Taiwan, which has been a sty in their eye for quite a while. And they wanted to, and they're using this opportunity of Biden to remove that sty and take Taiwan under their control. And look at the technology there. Look at what Taiwan is as far as advanced technology and what have you. This is a serious situation that I don't think would have even presented itself had Donald J. Trump remained as president. And remember, I'm not someone that was so crazy about Trump. I had to listen to him and look at the options. Were certainly, you know what your choice was. you knew what the choice was. Well, it really, once it got down to it. And I think he produced results. And that's what really counts. In the end result, politicians can talk all they want. But if you don't produce any results, then you're worthless. You're nothing. But he produced tangible results that you and I could both see and feel. Hey, that's it for me today. God bless each and every one of you. And remember, support the station. We need your help. Throw in a few bucks along the way. God bless you all. And we'll see you again next Friday. Take care.
Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe.
I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.